Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, July 13th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into today's episode, I would like to announce that I have launched my YouTube channel. I'm working so hard on this. I'm posting new longer video episodes, about 10 minutes long. I'm aiming for every Tuesday. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not sure if I can keep up with this pace, but that is what I'm doing right now. So by the time you listen to this episode, Tuesday's video episode will be up. Go check it out. This would be the second one in a row that I've posted. If you didn't see last week's, go on YouTube and search for Daniel Hill Media. You can also get there directly from the link in the show notes. All right, today on the show, we will be getting into the latest news around Meta's superintelligence labs and the features that they included in the Instagram app where you could use someone else's publicly posted content to create your own AI-generated content. We talked last week on the show about what that feature was and then why that was not a great idea. There was a lot of pushback and Meta recognized that. And so they are removing this feature. From the Meta team, their public quote, earlier this week, we announced that one way for people to generate images in Meta AI is by at mentioning public Instagram accounts that they want to reference. Our intent was to provide a useful creative tool and to give people control over whether their public content could be referenced in this way. We've heard the feedback that this feature missed the mark, so it's no longer available, end quote. This is a good sign indicating that Meta is in fact paying attention to the feedback that they are receiving. All right, today on the show, we are going to get into what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. He answered some questions about these new AI tools that are available in Instagram, talking about not only where to find them, but also what some of the limits are of how many times you can use them per day. He also discussed how long a reel stays active in the recommendations, what's its shelf life, and answers questions about how the mute feature works. If you mute someone, does that prevent the person that you muted from seeing your content? It doesn't. All of those questions and more on today's episode. But first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. Welcome back. Let's get into all the questions about Meta's new AI features. And the first one, where do I find the new effects from your post? Here's Adam's answer.
So if you want to use the new effects, when you create a story, you'll actually see a little icon called effects right around here. And if you tap on that, you can go to new and you can see all of the new effects right there. These new effects are all powered by our new first party model from Spark. So check it out. It's actually pretty fun, pretty rad. And you can actually change it and you can use, you can come up with anything you want, any prompt you want to create any effect you want. It doesn't have to be one of the presets. So let me know what you think.
All right, let's do another question about these new effects. Why are the new effects limited to how many times per day you can use them? This is a good question, although if you have used other AI models on their free tier, you have likely run into limits after using it 2 or 3 or 10 times, whatever the limit is, which is dependent on how much people are using the model at any given time as well. So here's Adam's answer to that.
Sorry about that. I know that could be annoying. Basically, these AI models are very expensive to run. And so we try to just offer them for free, but we have a cap on how many times you can use them per day. Eventually, you're going to be able to subscribe to be able to get access to more. We're working on that right now. We want them to be free, as many free as possible to as many people as we can. But you know, at some point, the costs, the servers, they add up too much and we have to actually either throttle people or ask them to pay. So that's something that we're working on. But I know it's a pain. Apologies.
It's not like Instagram isn't generating billions of dollars per year from us using the service by selling ads against it. That's a conversation for another time. All right, let's move on to the next one. How long does a reel stay active in the recommendations? Is there a shelf life? This is a great question. And Adam's answer indicates that it's usually a day or two, but things can pop off later, depending on what they are and what the timing is of that content. Here's Adam's answer.
So reels can be recommended long after that they're posted. Now, most recommendations tend to happen in the first day or two, but it doesn't actually have a time-bound window that way. So sometimes you'll find, not often, but sometimes that something pops long, long after you post it, but usually in the first day or two.
All right, let's move on to some reach-related questions. The first, do hashtags still work and are they effective? Interestingly, it seems like Adam really isn't a fan of hashtags. Here's his answer.
Hashtags work, but they've never been a good way to actually increase your reach. So if you're using hashtags to try to get more people to see your content, it might help the ever so slightly on the margins, but it's not going to meaningfully make a difference. So it has never worked as a way to really hack reach, nor does it now. But yes, it's a great way to link content, let people know what you're talking about, link to related content. All that stuff is great.
All right, moving on to the next question about reach. How do I reach a global audience? I do Western content, but still, my viewers are from my country. It seems this person wants to reach more of the world than where they live. Adam's suggestion is to use the translation feature so that everyone has an opportunity to watch the content, even if they don't speak that person's language. Here's the answer.
So one of the most important things you can do is turn on translations when you post reels, because we can translate now into a bunch of different languages so you can reach across linguistic barriers. And that doesn't mean that your content is necessarily going to resonate with people who speak other languages. Different cultures have different interests on average. But it's certainly going to be a lot more approachable for people who don't speak your language, but speak the language that the video was translated into, to get excited about what you do. So I would definitely start with translations, and I'd look for patterns. Where are you seeing that people are interested in your content across boundaries or borders, and where are you not? And then double down on where you are. So good luck. I think it's an awesome idea.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer the questions of if sharing someone else's reel to your story helps that person who created the content, and what does actually get searched when you type something into the Instagram search box? Is it searching captions, hashtags, or something else? Stick around. All right, continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, does sharing someone else's reel to my story actually help them? Adam's answer seems to indicate that it does help them a little bit, but sharing it in DMs would be a lot better.
It helps them to the degree that people see your story. And when you share their reel, then more people will see their reel in your story. But generally speaking, creators get most of their reach from... Generally speaking, people get most of their reach from their followers and from recommendations, and then maybe from sends, so DMs, less so from story shares. So they do help a bit.
All right, next question. When I search for something on Instagram, where does it look? Captions? Hashtags? Here's Adam's answer.
So we try to use all the information we have to help you find whatever it is that you're looking for when you search. Yes, we look at things like the captions and the comments, but we also look at the photo or the video itself. Usually that works through embedding models. We map a photo or a video into a embedding space, and then we also map your query into that same embedding space. You can think of that as like a map, even though it's all just these big numbers. And then we see if your query, your search term, is close to a bunch of photos and videos, and if it is, we surface those. So we try to use all the information we can. Some of it is very literal, like what is in the caption, and some of it is much more abstract, like these embedding spaces.
All right, next question. If I mute someone, does that change whether they see my content? The answer to that is no.
No, muting someone just means that you're still following them, but you're not going to see their content on your Instagram. So on your stories or your feed, depending where you mute them. It doesn't change what they see, because we want to make sure that it's a private action, an action that they can't tell happened. And if we change what they see, then they could figure it out.
All right. And the last question we're going to talk about today, will you ever remove photos and just make Instagram video only? I can't imagine Instagram doing this, but who knows where the world will be 5 or 10 years from now.
Definitely not. I know that a lot of people think that we don't care about photos anymore, but we do. Photos are still an important part of the experience. Carousels particularly, so it can be photos and or videos. So a lot of them are just photos. Now, yes, video has driven most of our growth over the last few years, but we want to be a place for people to express their creativity in different visual ways, and images are an important version of that. Important form of creativity. So no, we're not going to get rid of photos. That's never been the plan and never will be.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. Please, if you have a moment, go on YouTube, look for my video version of this show, search for Daniel Hill Media. You'll find the video version of the show, episodes number 1. And by the time you hear this, episode number 2, please like, subscribe, share it if you don't mind. I would really appreciate it. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know. Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. You
friends like the two. But what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.